Hello, this is a show from Radia. We're a group of stations bringing new and forgotten ways of making radio to our listeners. Each week we give artists the challenge to make radio that works across the whole of Europe and beyond.
This ethnic cleansing happening live now in Masafer Yoto. The entire family, 9 children. The Israeli High Court recently allowed the massive ethnic cleansing here. They're starting now with this house. Look at what they did, look. Look, it's a life. People have soaps here and their bags and... Please do something to stop this. It's happening now in 2022.
אם הם יורדים את הצולה הזה
תעצור, יש אחד צעב?
יאללה, לקפוץ אותו לרכב
בוא יש, בוא יש לא, 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 יש, יש לא, לא, לא מה יש, מה יש, מה יש יור, בוא, יור, בוא, יור, בוא, יור, בוא,
תעזוב אותו עכשיו, חולה נפש!
Every community pay the price. I mean, every community suffer in Masafer Yatta. You know, all these communities, I mean, they got something, they affected by this system. We got home demolition, we got harassment, we got chasing us all the time with, you know, paying fines and arrested, detained, you know, it's all same in Musavriyat. It's all same. And the, it's now between and between, this community is less, that community is more, and it's going on. It's never stopped. And it's by the name of the, of taking the other lands without any, with force, and then kick them away out and tell them, you are not the owners. Some other owners came and take it. That's a problem. I mean, they denied the rights of Yatta people who owned the land hundreds of years in Musavriyatna. The family is very known. They own the land. Even though from the Ottoman Empire. But Israel came and denied all this by creating these rules which giving the Jewish the rights to got property and then kick out all the Arabs who's the owners. Some people, you know, chased from Negev also, as our family. We came from Negev, we came here to the West Bank in Musavriyatna here in Umm Al Khair, and then the old generation of the family buy the land from Yatta people, by the way, in 1962. And then we stay in because they were part of the people who been refugees after the Nakba. They stay here, got all the documentaries in the Jordanian time and so on. This is the example I'm telling you about all Musavriyatna. And then in 1980, when Israel start building those settlements in South Hebron Hills, they built Carmel and they built Maon and Susia and all this line of settlements in the land of people by chasing them, forcing them, whatever you can imagine, just kick them away a bit and put settlers in. And then they create these rules which affected the Palestinian, like you cannot work on your own land. Israel didn't recognize your right in property, never, even though they know it, but they try to deny it. They always fight the Palestinians in their master plans if they want to prove something. For example, villages, very old, they never got the master plan until, you know, 10 years ago. Like a 20 and many Bedouin communities here. You know, that's one of the things which affected all the Palestinian in this area, especially in Musavriyatna and South Hebron Hills. It's very, you know, the violence, the harassment, it's going daily. And then they build the settlements and denied you all your rights to have, even though little infrastructures or little house. All these houses you see here, it's all got a demolition order. Even this tent, 90% of the village, it's 2 parts when you pass. Without master plan, without right of buildings, every time we chased by the Israeli civil administration for why you building without permits, even never they give permits. It's never. I mean, no case in Masafer Yatta, they give a permission for even though a clinic or a small room. They never give it to you. Yeah, I mean, we got demolition for 16 times here in the village, in the whole village. When you pass, you see the settlers' farms there. They connected to the electricity, and you see the road you just passed with. It's paved. The electricity passing over the village houses from 40 years, but it's never, they never give the village electricity or water. You look how come it is apartheid. All the Palestinians now believe, I mean, even the simple Palestinians who are not a politician or a farmer, he believe it's an apartheid now system, that the Jewish, the settler Jewish have the right to do whatever he want and always got the permission before, even though it's done to him. The Palestinian owner not allowed, even though he arrested or beaten by settlers or attacked, or they burn his property, cut his old trees, whatever. Stolen his animals, killing his animals, even though shooting him. No rights. But the settler is opposite from that. He's a civil, he's got all the rights, he got all the the state defending him always and give him all the support. And that's make the Palestinians in a stressful situation, that how come this is going on, and it's not 10 years or 20 years, it's more than 52 years more with harassment, abusing, you know, torturing Palestinians and so on and so on. It's never stopped. It's crazy. South Hebron Hills, especially Masafer Yatta, is the most suffered place in the West Bank ever after Gaza. Why? And then you have Jordan Valley in the second. And then East Jerusalem. But this area, because it's not always familiar with the media, the harassment is going daily, but not always there is a media, or the public media didn't talk about it. No CNN, no European, you know, channels, or no. Well, barely if there is a big accident, they came, and then that's it. Many Palestinians got shot, many Palestinians got arrested, people been, you know, beaten by settlers in every Saturday sometimes. And in the Jewish holidays, they beat villages and they smash children, you know, skulls, and they smash houses, they smash cars, they burn houses. It's not going in there is in the public media, not in Israel, not in Europe, not in the state. That's a problem. Just nowadays, because of the social media, the Palestinian voice is heard.
Fuck! Oh my God!
At the Seder?
Yeah.
זה הוא? פק.
הם לא שפויים,
יש לי סרטון.
And one thing important, Israel try always to stop the humanitarian NGOs to fund here. Always their projects being demolished in Area C, especially in Masaf Riyata. They demolish many, many projects for which funded by the European Union or by the international community itself. Israel once say, we need to stop this European tour for funding terrorists in Area C. They say it in the high line, in the highlight of their media, without shame. Yeah.
حالي واضحة أيوبة بالصبح وعمري 60 سنة. وإحنا يعني قاعدين هنا، يعني أنا قدام ما تجوز وأنا بنت، وإحنا ساكنين في هالبلاد هان، وتجوزت وخلفت وكننت وإحنا في هالبلاد هذا دائما مغرب هان يعني قاعدين. وزلمة الله يرحمه انجلط في البلاد هذا وما رضيش يروح، ردت عليه جلطة ثاني مرة المغرب بعد ما حلبنا وتصنع سيارة أجتنا وروحنا، هو بقى متوفي وإحنا هنا يعني قاعدين، ما روحنا ولا جينا، وبنينا وقعدنا وبدنا يعني نتريح، يعني وإيش أجوا علينا. أول مرة أجونا ردموهن 5 غرف وغرفة كانت حجر طلياني محل ما فوق نظافة يعني لابني اللي يجي يقعد فيها، وبيت حب وبركس للغنم وبير، هذا أول مرة ردمونا إياه. وبرضو جابونا يعني مساعدات، جابونا بيوت، نصبنا 3 بيوت، محلنا حادر واحد وهنا 2، وساعدونا يعني وبنينا إغرف، عودنا بنينا أخرى غرفة حمام وغرفتين ومطبخ وغرفة قالوا بتبعدوها عنكم شوي بلكش يعني نكروا هذا كذيك تم نصلكم، بعدناها. ثاني مرة أجوا وكروهن خطرة واحدة الببعاد والقراب الغرف اللي بنناهن والعتاب كلهن يوم عاودوا يكرون أخرى 9 مواقع، 4 غرف ومطبخ وغرفة حمام ونصبناها للغنم محل البراكس وغرفتين وناصبتين، واحدة بقينا ننام فيها وأخرى واحدة مضافة للولد، عاود المسحة والمسحة واحدة، شايف كيف 9 الأخريات. ثالث مرة نصبنا زاد هالزي خيمة حادر وخيمتين فوق نصبوا النياه. النهار احنا قاعدين والله معنا ولا عند بالنا الا الدبابات جيت علينا. الحين جينا تحت فزعوا الاستاذية قاموها قالوا بدنا نشيلها خوف هي يسحتوا القصرة مقصورة. شلناها وبالمواسير الحين يا رمو المواسير شي حادر وشي جاي. وعود يوم من مغشونا أجوا في الجرافة لموا عدة البيت بالمواسير بالبيت حطوه في السهل هنا عند النصبة هذه وبالجرافة طعجوه ودملوا التراب. وفي أخرى نصبة عتيقة زلها زمان رمناها والراد محطوناها عند الزبل للشباب. الأخرية حملوها مع حديكي والأخرى حطوها في الزاوية هنا على في المرح هذا وردمون ما خلونا ما درينا الحين وين بدنا نلقي ولو بدنا نروح. بعدش دمروهن بيت الحب أجل بدهم يحملوا قاعد يحمل في الجرافة في بيت في الحب العلف علف الغنم بدهم يدملوه. وبعدين أجل بالشبرية خوصة قروا كل اطراف البيت بحالهم مالوا قروا بالخوصة بعدين حملوه بالجرافة دملوه دملوا الحب وجرف الأرضي. يعني ما درنا الحين يعني وين منلقي ولا وين نروح. قاعدنا ظلنا نحن الطفلات قاعدين في الشمس لا من الله فرجها جابوا لنا مفتاح العيادة ويحنا قاعدنا فيه.
ما تصطفح هذا شيء تخيط شامت مناسبة مدات لذا شاد مسيقا قبول كانت مولا تفاليك أنا سيبو كانت مولا تفاليك أنا سيبو.
الطليان اطلعوهن من الدا من البراكس على الجرون صار يشاوح المشاوح وكروا بيتن. النعجي كانت تالد من الردم الأولاني في الحلاية تاجونا في شهر واحد. النعجي تالد يعني الرضع ابن هي محسن يطلع نهار له فاطس من الحليتي لو مقرقش ازاي فاطس في الحليتي. يعني تدمرتني يعني خسرتنا السنة هذه ما حداش يعني خسرها لا كسبنا بهم لا كسبنا حاجة. وهالسقعة الله بعلم فينا يعني هالطفلات كان سقيعنا ما سقيعنا وهالحيني أولا السقعة والحين شوب يعني أنا بقدر يقعد فيه الحم هذا في الشوب.
All documented. Many people injured on that day. It's all documented. All documented. Many people injured in that day.
أرضنا يعني وطننا بالناس نقدر نطلع منه لأن يعني هذا أرضنا ويوم خلقنا إحنا فيه. أرضنا يعني وطننا بالناس نقدر نطلع منه لأن يعني هذا أرضنا ويوم خلقنا إحنا فيه.
It's all documented. All documented. Many people injured in that day.
أرضنا يعني وطننا بالناس نقدر نطلع منه لأن يعني هذا أرضنا ويوم خلقنا إحنا فيه.
It's all documented. All documented. Many people injured in that day.
أرضنا يعني وطننا بالناس نقدر نطلع منه لأن يعني هذا أرضنا ويوم خلقنا إحنا فيه.
End of transmission. Find us on the internet, radio.fm. Over and out.